Welcome to Short Take, episode 100. To celebrate, we're doing things a bit differently. First of all, we have our very first guest, the wonderful Jonas Nye, back on the show, who, by the way, also wrote our theme music and has several terrific albums out with his band Pudeldame. But we're also mixing up the questions a bit to make things more interesting. So, without further ado, Jonas, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Nice to be back.
It's really good to see you, but it's been a while. Our first episode, the episode with you, went live in spring 2020.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beginning of the pandemic, right?
I know. In the 6 years since then, you've played a wide variety of characters. Real life journalist who blatantly made up many parts of his articles. A Nazi soldier and recently the Jewish lover of a bookish male detective, to name but a few. Which leads me to the question, how do you choose the stories or the projects that you commit to?
I think it's like reading a book. It's always the question if you get hooked by it, if it speaks to you or not, just like a novel. The first contact I have with projects most of the time is reading the script. I read it and there are just two options. And the second option is that I get hooked by it, that I get dragged into the story, that I get fascinated.
Yeah.
And then I ask myself concerning the part that I'm supposed to play or not, if this is something that I can see myself in. So when I read the scripts, I imagine myself saying the lines already, playing the scenes. And if all of this, like this painting in the head that is created if you read a book,
yeah,
if that makes sense to me, if that is something that I can imagine, yes, then I choose a project, or better said, I'll give everything to be part of the project, because of course I'm not only choosing projects, but I get cast for projects as well. And there are so many projects out there that I didn't get cast for that I wanted to have. So this is just like always just the beginning of a longer journey and sometimes of a game as well.
You've been acting for many, many years. Has the work changed over the course of the years? And that can be an external change, obviously, the way auditions are done, technical things, or an internal change, as in how you yourself approach the work?
Yeah, a lot, actually. Since I got dragged into the business.
That doesn't sound too positive.
Well, it was a coincidence.
Okay.
Actually, it was. It really started off with my very first film that I did after my Abitur, after finishing school. I did a TV feature film, which was called Home Video, which earned a lot of prizes. And that led to the situation that I was privileged to play very, very interesting characters and very interesting films. And I just did one after another and did my very best. But this was a great process of learning from directors, from colleagues around me, more experienced colleagues, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to an acting school. So this was like
learning on the job.
Yeah, it was. It was learning on the job. And so I developed a lot in my acting and in creating characters as well, which I wasn't like used to doing.
Mm-hmm.
This was really something. I started off by basically just being myself, led by a script.
Yeah.
And bit by bit, I learned how to create specifics around a character that partly may be very, very far away from my own character and everything. And this was just a very, very long process of learning that I'm still in, actually. I feel that I'm still in that.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I worked as a composer, as a film music composer in the post-production as well. And I worked on a series that I was a co-writer in as well. And so I got a look behind the camera as well and in the industry, which changed my point of view to making film a lot as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't want to know things. You learn that there are categories to projects, categories that a project has to fit in.
Yeah.
And you get to know economically driven arguments. Sometimes you really don't want to know.
Yes.
But also you learn what you can add and how a film comes together in the post-production process and how it is put together before even starting filming and all of that. So I would say I got a bigger picture of the whole creative process of doing a movie, doing a film, or doing a series. I feel that this adds to how I create my characters as well. If you get a bigger horizon, a bigger picture of what is possible, you see possibilities and you start to add them to your acting. And so bit by bit, yes, I'm still in the process. And if I got something out of it specifically, I would say that it's really the feeling of being more thankful with every year, with every project that I do. I'm getting more and more thankful for projects that I really love, that I can be a part of. Because I know about all the struggle that creative people have to get, you know, their projects on track and this threshold of committing to an actor or an actress to say, okay, you may play my part. You may, from this point on, be the interpreter of what I painted in my head, all of that. You know, there's a deep, deep thankfulness in me for that. And this developed as well. Yeah.
Is there a particular project or story that you would still like to tackle?
What didn't come my way was a biopic of a musician.
Mm-hmm.
I'd still say that. I don't know if sometimes, at someday, Rio Reiser is going to get a biopic or even maybe one of my youth heroes was also Reinhard May.
Mm-hmm.
Because my father and me, we did music together and we played so many songs of Reinhard May on the guitar, and it taught me autodidactically how to play the guitar.
Okay.
Because I did all these pickings. I don't know, there are so many great musicians in Germany that I would say deserve a biopic. I would be happy to do it. I'd push for that. Yeah.
And talking about music, you already mentioned you also work as a composer, as a musician, singer. How do you manage to balance that side of your professional life with your actor side?
It's always a big juggling process. I remember shooting in Bratislava, a series, a British series, which was placed in the Holocaust in Auschwitz. And at the same time, I did a score for a German feature film, which was a Christmas movie.
Oh my God, yeah.
And so I found myself after a long day in an Auschwitz series doing the sleigh bells in my apartment. Yeah. It was kind of a relief, actually, after such a day to do that. But at the same time, sometimes every freelancer knows it. If you're project driven, that there are times that are like just everything comes together and then you're really like just not sleeping anymore. And then there are gaps, there are holes where you don't have that much to do. I feel that with a lot of projects like my band Pudeldame, I can fill those gaps.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm not filming and I don't have a score to do, I feel that, okay, now I got so much inspiration of the acting process and maybe of film music as well. Now I can sit down and use this gap to write a text, lyrics for my band or create music for them. Now, for example, I'm shooting a comedy in Austria, but just a smaller part in the comedy, and I'm doing two scores at the same time.
Yeah.
But that works pretty well because I don't know. It's always when I'm traveling to Austria for a few days, then I'm like with my head fully in that project. And then I come back and I feel that magically so many things in the score sorted it out in my head. And I can go back to it because it's always helpful to jump out for a few days, change the horizon. And I feel like oversleep, everything becomes clearer and then I can get back to it. I actually like this jumping from project to project. That's something that I really like because it inspires me on so many different levels. Can't argue that sometimes it feels like a mountain and sometimes it feels like a valley.
As long as it doesn't feel like a desert, I think you're fine.
Yeah, no, there's always water flowing because the water flowing is the creative energy that a creator has in its head, you know? I feel that there's always a white noise or a better a colorful noise going on
Yeah.
inside of me that wants to go out. So
that is always there in every perception that you have and every way of looking at the world. You get something from it and you want to make something out of it, something mm-hmm. creative. So this is always there. And sometimes it is really needed and sometimes you don't know where to go with it.
Yeah.
Each and every one has his projects, its ventiles to get it out there. So.
And because obviously this is Short Take 100, we are doing a special celebratory rapid fire question edition. Good God, that was a mouthful. What film or series you watched surprised or impressed you most in the past 5 to 6 years?
I remember watching Conclave.
Oh, yeah.
During the last series I did in Austria, I went all by myself to a cinema and watched it because Eddie Berger, with whom I did Deutschland 83, was one of his last films. And it was so, yeah. I don't know, I was so stunned by it. It really, like, for months I've been thinking about this film still. And then he did Ballad of a Small Player. I watched that as well, which was really nice.
I haven't seen that one yet, so I'm sort of dancing around
the whole
it.
Thing is just an Eddie Berger trip with a camera okay. in 360 degrees, like, oh, dragging God. You into a tunnel. It's just yeah, great. I guess the last movie that really struck me was One Battle After Another. Haven't laughed that much mm-hmm. for a while. That was so freakingly funny in a way. And also just a masterpiece, yeah.
What is the favorite meal you've had in the past few years? Anything that stands out specifically?
I had a small soup with mushrooms and coconut milk in the Tio Tio in Hamburg, which is like a fusion, okay. Asian fusion restaurant. And it's just like, it's a really, really small cup of soup. It was just, I could have ordered just 5 of them and that was my meal. That was,
yeah.
That was just, I don't know what they did with it. It was good. It was super. I remember that.
It's magic soup.
It is.
Do you have a favorite snack or sandwich?
I'm a crisps person, unfortunately, I'd say.
Okay. Any particular flavor of crisps?
The good old Hungarian style.
Are you a tea or coffee person?
I've never been a tea person. My mom was. Mm-hmm. Somehow I got dragged into this being a coffee person on set thing. You know, because, you know, there are these gaps, these pauses being on set mm-hmm. filming. And some get dragged into being in the smoker area. I didn't become that. The other half is standing at the craft table having a coffee. And
okay.
So I became a coffee person, but more for the effect, actually. I've never been like this gourmet coffee person. I'm drinking for the effect.
Okay. So you're not like I need a particular Siebträger coffee
not
machine
all,
kind
no.
of person.
I'm filter coffee. What is that yeah. in English?
Okay. Old school.
What is it?
Got it. I think drip coffee.
Sounds great, yeah. From time to time, there was a phase in my life where I was very, very, very intensely tired, where I jumped from coffee to energy drinks. I remember having in my basement, like a whole, where my studio, the music studio, I had like a whole carpet full of Relentless drinks. And at some point, I just stopped because it was awful, but it was something that came. And I'm pretty happy being a coffee person now. Okay, I will never go back yeah. to that. That was an insane drug.
Do you have a favorite song or album of the past 6 years?
A good friend of mine showed me The Great American Bar Scene by Zach Bryan.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I listen to a lot of music, obviously for yeah. film music. Purposes and for my band and for references mm-hmm. and stuff. But this was one album that was such a journey. You feel like you sit somewhere, I don't know, in Tennessee in a studio in the middle of just the best country musicians you could imagine. And you know, the sound is built like that. You feel that it's not compressed, it's not poppy, it's just like very roomy. And you have the idea mm-hmm. of being part of this project. He's sometimes reciting some poems that he wrote, and then you go over to the music, and you also have these environmental sounds as well of the bar scene.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes it comes in, sometimes you hear stomping and everything, but it's I haven't heard anything like that before, actually. It was so vital, like an old Paul Simon album or something, you know, like something that where you feel that you're part of a great process of great musical minds, not being topped by any other idea or being polished in a way. It's just very, very raw. But at the same time, every single moment that an instrument starts to play or goes out is well thought.
Now we're getting to the good stuff.
Okay. So bad so far.
Would you rather have more sex, money, or fame?
I'm pretty happy with the amount of sex, money, and fame I do have in my life, actually. I'm getting back to the thankfulness.
I would say that sounds like a perfect setup.
Yeah, sounds like a good life.
Which random thing makes you happy?
Seeing photovoltaic, getting energy out of sunlight is one thing that makes me really, really happy. I do have one on my roof, actually, but seeing it somewhere makes me happy as well. I'm like, this is something that that is just unbelievably great, that it is possible.
True. And finally, can you share which project you are or will be working on next?
I already did say that I'm working in a comedy film right now.
Yeah, the Austrian film you mentioned.
It's called Der von oben.
Oh, wow.
One from above or from upstairs. And I'm working on two scores right now, one for a comedy film, one for a comedy series. And I don't know yet. Actually, I'm still in the casting process for a big thing for that second half of the year. Things shifted a little. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Fingers
yeah, fingers crossed. Yeah, I'll tell you next time we're here.
Okay, let's do that. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jonas. It was
Thanks
a pleasure.
For having me. Thanks for getting me back on this great podcast.
Anytime. Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.